Show him today's daf yomi is Chulin daf Tesvav Chulin 15. And today's daf yomi on Tesvav Amabez, the mission discusses which implements you can use to perform the concept of shlita, of slaughtering the animal properly in order to eat from the animal. So says our Mishnah on Tesvav Amabez, Hashochet b'magal yad, if somebody slaughters with an instrument which is called a magal yad, and magal yad it has two sides to it, and the double sided blade, one side is smooth and the other side is filled with like notches like a saw. So and you slaughter with the smooth side, or if you do it with a tzor, which is a sharp rock, or vikana, which is like a very sharp piece of wood. In all of these cases, we say shlitaso kshera, that the shlita is going to be valid slaughter under these circumstances, because it's a sharp instrument, and we don't have to be concerned that it'll be done wrong, even though it's not done with a typical knife. Hakol shochtin, and our mission repeats a law that we've already seen before, that everybody can do the slaughter. Uolam shochtin, and the slaughter can be done whether during the day or at night, or it could be done on a rooftop. It could be done in different places. Uvakol shochtin. And you could slaughter with everything, except now the Mishnah lists certain exceptions which you're not able to slaughter with. Chutz mi magal katsir, with the exception of like a sickle that you cut down the crops with, because it has notches in it that are very short. Vamegera, or with a saw. Vashinayim, with a tooth, and there's a discussion about whose tooth, is it an animal tooth or a human tooth? Matziporin, and you can't use a fingernail if it's still going to be connected to the body of the animal. That'll be disqualified. And the reason is because in all of these cases, mipnei shem chonkin, you're not going to get a clean cut of the simonim. It's going to be where there's a concern that this sharp instrument is going to cause the trachea and the esophagus to be yanked out, and therefore won't be a proper cut. So in all these cases, the slaughter will be invalid. Since we're talking about the concept of shchita, we should point out that there's a discussion amongst the authorities whether it's a mitzvah to try to do shchita even without there being a necessity for it. Meaning to say, should we rush after this mitzvah to do the mitzvah of shchita even if we don't necessarily want to eat an animal under those circumstances? So the Rambam writes in Laws of Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah 146, that it's a mitzvah, it's an obligation to slaughter an animal and afterwards eat the meat, because it says v'savachta mipkarcha in Deuteronomy 12:21, and so too in the Sefer Achinuch mitzvah 451, it writes that there is a mitzvah from the Torah to slaughter, and so this would seem to say, since this is a mitzvah, we should rush after the mitzvah in order to try and slaughter. However, says the Ravid, no, actually there's no positive commandment to shecht. It's just, the idea is that since we can't eat the meat without slaughtering it, therefore we're supposed to slaughter it. But it's not like we should be rushing after this obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of shechting. And one of the essential works on the laws of shechita, the Tvua Shor, he writes that according to the approach that says there's a mitzvah to shecht, it's only on the action of the shechita. The mitzvah is only going to be on the slaughterer himself, the shochet, but there's no mitzvah to eat meat that was slaughtered. That's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is perhaps to do the shechita, but there's no mitzvah to eat this meat. And so therefore, and he proves this by saying that the only person who makes the blessing here is going to be The shochet makes the blessing before he does the action of shechita, but there's no mitzvah for a person to eat meat in general. And the Sefer Charedim writes in his introduction that there are certain mitzvahs that a person is not obligated to them unless you're in a specific situation. Like to say, you're not obligated to put a fence up around your roof unless you have a rooftop. And so too, you're not obligated to wear tzitzis unless you have a four-cornered garment. Nevertheless, a person should try to put himself in a situation where they have a four-cornered garment in order that they should be wearing the tzitzis. And one of the sources for this is that it states in Gemara, Menachos 41a, that at a time where God is upset, whatever that means, at a time where there's the wrath of heaven aroused, that the wrath goes on somebody who didn't pursue the opportunity to fulfill a positive commandment, that they said, since we're not obligated, we let it go. And so therefore, according to that, we would think that a person who is a God God-fearing, pious person would try to find himself the opportunity to do the shechita at least once in their life, so that they say they can fulfill the mitzvah of shechita, just like a person should run to do the mitzvah of tzitzis, so too a person should perhaps run to do the mitzvah of shechita, so at least they could say they did this mitzvah at least once in their life. However, even though that is the concept that we see with respect to other mitzvahs, like with respect to the mitzvah of tzitzis, and perhaps like with respect to the putting the fence up on a rooftop to make sure that everybody's protected and safe, with respect to shechita, we say that that is not the case. And the Darkei Tshuva writes that by shechita, a person should not pursue this opportunity to put up a fence just to say, I fulfill the mitzvah of shechita, because we know that one time, according to the Gemara in Bar Metzia 85a, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was punished, and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was punished because, and he had a lot of afflictions in his life, because what happened one time was that a calf ran to him, a calf was running away from a shochet, the shochet was trying to kill the calf, and Rabbi saw it, and Rabbi said to the calf, go back to the slaughterer, because lekach notzarta, this is what you were created for, you were created to be slaughtered. And so we see that Rebbe was punished for that. And because, why? Because he didn't have compassion on the animal. So even though that this animal is theoretically created and is part of the process of the chain of existence, nevertheless, we can't say that the animal was created for that, because there's no mitzvah to go pursuing an animal in order to slaughter it. The mitzvah is, according to this approach, only that we're not allowed to eat it without slaughtering it. But this is not like the mitzvah of tzitzis, which we should run after in order to wear a tzitzis. And so therefore, we see for this that this is a fundamental difference between shechita and the mitzvah of tzitzis. The shechita is something that is a necessity, but it's not something we should pursue in order to say we fulfilled the mitzvah of shechita.